And this morning, like everyone else, New Yorkers woke to the news that Donald Trump will be the next president. WNYC's Sarah Gonzalez was out there with them.
Before the sun came up, Mark Wolf was wandering around Hell's Kitchen with no place to be, wearing a Hillary sticker and a Hillary button.
I'm a white man that's married to a brown woman. I'm proud to be an American. I'm not proud to be an American today. Today, America showed the worst of what it has to offer.
He says Trump is not his president.
I stand for minority rights, for women's rights, gay rights, human rights, and this to me is just, it's devastating. Absolutely devastating.
So I'm actually Samoan, so I'm a Pacific Islander.
That's Brian's wife, Karina Bentley. They were both at the Javits Center, and Karina says she's feeling protective of some of her neighbors.
I feel that, you know, as he draws all these negative connotations with Hispanic rights, he draws it with all brown people.
As the sun came up, 22-year-old Gabriela Rivera walked past newspaper stacks with the headline, President Trump in denial.
They're not serious. No, this is a joke. No, it's a joke. But I saw the news and I'm like, no. They said that there's still hope. There's still places that haven't, their votes haven't been tallied yet. But no, it's real. It's real.
Rivera is from the Bronx. She's Colombian and she says she knows the country she lives in a little better today.
We voted for Hillary. But every other place, like, everything was red. And I'm like, how could all these people really support this man? I mean, not only does he not have experience, he just, the things that he has said.
She's nervous.
You know, I have people in my family who aren't here completely legally. And I'm nervous about, like, retaliation from other countries. You know, I'm afraid of, like, terrorist acts and stuff like that. And, I mean, I hope he does good, though. I hope he makes America great again.
Her coworker, 24-year-old Brian Lewis, is trying to be optimistic, too.
I've been hearing that Trump is definitely a great businessman, you know.
Lewis is from Brooklyn and black.
African-American, Haitian-American.
He says he's not surprised Trump won.
We can't be oblivious to knowing that, like, we didn't know people like Trump were around. You know, of course they were around, and they were just quiet, and they just needed a face. And, you know, I mean, I get it.
And he says he's happy for half of the country that did want a Trump presidency.
He's somebody real for them. He's somebody who can still speak for them. So, I don't feel too different. You know, I always know just to keep my head up and always know who I am, and I'm a good guy.
Near Times Square, truck driver VZ Razak was delivering food to a shelter. He moved to Queens from Indonesia 20 years ago and said he blames Hillary's loss on misogyny.
Yeah. America's not ready for a woman president. That's basic. They got so scared of a woman. But
They got ready. So scared, yeah. Of a woman president?
Yeah. I believe so.
Carmen Revilla was buying coffee from a coffee cart near Port Authority. She's Mexican and said she prayed to God that Hillary would win.
Let God protect us all with this man. And let God help him do the right thing.
The man she bought her coffee from, Lino Cielo, is also Mexican. He was wishing his customers a happy new year. He was chipper and told them to embrace the new president like when your city inherits a new sports team.
Now I had to use the new t-shirt. I had to change because we had to follow the rules on this country. That's the most important. We had to follow the rules.
He handed out free bananas to his customers. For the nerves, he told them. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.